Hello and welcome back to Small But Mighty, the podcast from Radlett Prep School. I'm Laura and I'm here with our Vice Principal, Sophie.
Hi everyone, thank you for joining us again. In episode one, we dug into why independence matters so much in prep education. Today, we're stepping right into the classroom and asking, what does great teaching actually look like in a small class, especially here at Radlett Prep?
We talk a lot about being small but mighty, but this episode really focuses on the mighty part, the teaching, the relationships, the feedback, and that spark that happens when children learn in an environment where they feel truly known.
When you walk into a small classroom at Radlett Prep, whether it's reception or year six, the first thing you notice is the calm. Not a forced quiet, not a tense silence, but a purposeful hum. Children feel known, and because they feel known, they feel safe. Safe to speak, safe to try, safe to get things wrong.
Exactly. No one is lost at the back of the classroom. No one can coast, but no one feels exposed either. It creates a real sweet spot, accountability with comfort. And you can see all of that in the small choices that our teachers make. The warmth, the humour, the quick pivots, because the class size gives them the space to really notice what matters.
And when children feel psychologically safe, everything else becomes possible. Challenge, creativity, curiosity, and the kind of academic risk-taking that leads to real growth.
And one of the biggest advantages of small classes is something that parents often don't see. It's the pace at which our teachers can respond to the learning in front of them. In a class of 30, for example, just getting around the room can take an entire lesson. But here at Radlett Prep, teachers have that time and the space to respond instantly.
And it's those small, timely nudges that are the big ones, the ones that have the biggest impact. A child hesitates, the teacher will see it immediately. A child races ahead, they can be extended on the spot. A misconception appears, it's intercepted before it becomes habit.
So true. And this minute-by-minute adaptation is the engine of progress here. It's not waiting for the next assessment point, but it's shaping the learning journey as it happens in front of us.
So there's this myth that small class sizes must be cosy or easy, whereas in reality, they can be incredibly stretching.
Absolutely. And one of my favourite examples from here at Radlett is from our creative writing lessons. Because our classes are small, teachers can sit with a small group to work on planning and drafting. And the real magic of that is the live, in-the-moment feedback. A teacher can lean over, adjust a sentence, ask a deeper question, push a child's language further right as they are doing their writing. And that kind of immediate sculpting of ideas simply isn't feasible with a big class.
And participation shoots up too. In role play activities, in debates or hot seating, more children actually get the chance to take part. They're not waiting for their turn, they have a turn. And when children feel supported and seen, that's when they start to take risks. They ask brave questions. They try things, even if they're not completely sure.
It's like small classes allow teachers to become artists rather than classroom managers. You'll see three science investigations running at once, for example, or in guided writing, there will be instant feedback. In maths groups, we can really bespoke problem-solving tasks, all because there's that space and time to personalise.
Everything ties back to relationships. Teachers at Radlett Prep know their pupils incredibly well. They recognise when a child is confused, sometimes before a child even says a word. They know who needs a challenge, who needs a bit of reassurance, whose confidence might be a little fragile, and who's ready for a big leap.
Absolutely. And because our teachers know the children's passions, whether it be dinosaurs, coding, reading, football, flying drones, they can use those interests to make learning land. Parents often tell us, my child feels really known here, and that really matters. Feeling seen gives our children courage.
And behaviour too is shaped by our small size. Small classes allow teachers to be proactive rather than reactive. You can spot a wobble early on. You can do a quiet check-in with a child who needs support. And you can give lots of praise, warmth and guidance because you have the time to do so.
Our calm classrooms are just not an accident. They are truly curated. And it is this size that gives us the ability to create that positive climate every single day.
And it starts right from the early years. Recently in reception, during a lesson on number bonds, the children were using Numicon to explore bonds to 10 and then to 20.
And speaking to the reception staff, the children who were secure with that moved straight on to Dean's to explore number bonds to 100, all within the same lesson. Because classes are small, every single child had adult support. No waiting, no getting stuck, just immediate support and stretch.
The same thing happens in phonics. Most children might read one or two sentences to an adult to consolidate a new sound or digraph. But our high retaining pupils have a longer passage available to build their fluency and decoding. Again, it's the adults being available that really makes this possible. Mm-hmm.
We are delighted to be joined today by two of our brilliant teachers here at Radlett Prep, and in Amy's case, a former Radlett Prep pupil. So this really is full circle. Amy, Gemma, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Amy, you have seen Radlett Prep from both sides, as a pupil and now as a teacher. What does a small class let you do that will be almost impossible in a much larger setting?
Firstly, I want to start by saying Radlett Prep really is the most special school, hence why I've done a full circle and come back. Having been here as a pupil myself, I think the biggest difference is that no child can ever feel invisible, and that's a really special thing. In a small class, you do really know every child, not just academically, but as a whole person, so what excites them, what they find tricky, what when they might need a push, when they might need a little bit more reassurance. And I never felt just like a number, another child. This school really does build children up to be an individual. And practically it means I can just adapt in the moment. So if I see a child hesitating, I can respond immediately. I don't have to wait till the end of the lesson to see a whole page of misconception and incorrect answers. And this level of responsiveness, I don't believe would be possible in the same way in a much larger class.
Amazing. And we were talking earlier about how impactful live feedback is, particularly in creative writing. I wonder if you could maybe talk us through a moment where you were sat beside a child and it made a real difference to their confidence or their progress.
Definitely. I remember sitting beside a child who was really reluctant to start their writing. They had so many amazing ideas, their brain worked in such a creative way, but they just lacked the confidence in getting it down on paper. So instead of just sending them off just to try, because I have another 30 children who might need my time, I could stay with this child, sit by the child, and we built the first few sentences together on mini whiteboards, which just really helped them to set off. And as they wrote, I could then immediately respond. So I could suggest a word, I could ask a question, I could celebrate a phrase they'd chosen in the moment, and they could almost kind of see that shift happening in real time, so their confidence building and that momentum happening. And then by the end of the lesson, they actually hadn't just written a couple of lines, they'd written an amazing story and they were really proud of it. So that was really a really successful lesson.
That's so lovely to hear. In lessons involving role play, drama, hot seating, participation does go up massively in a small class. Can you think of a child who really came out of their shell because they had more space, more opportunity to take part?
One child really does stand out. They were incredibly quiet at the start of the year, would avoid speaking in front of others. With my passion for drama, I love to put role play in whenever I can, and they were not best pleased. In a larger class, it would be very easy for them to kind of stay in their comfort zone and shy behind and hide behind other children. But because our class is smaller, participation definitely feels less daunting. During a hot seating activity, they first contributed kind of single words, then a short sentence. And over time, they really did begin to volunteer more and more, and it was amazing to see. And then the turning point was when they chose to actually take on a role in a drama activity. It was all book-based, so the confidence had already kind of built. And it was a really big step that they felt safe enough to try that. Yeah, small classes really, they do give children the space and security to kind of take those risks in their learning more so.
And thinking about those risks, and maybe in terms of encouraging pupils to ask brave questions, you've obviously sat where the mm-hmm. children are now sitting. So how does that memory influence the way that you are able to encourage pupils?
Yeah, having been a pupil here myself, from reception all the way to year six, I do remember very clearly what it feels like to be a child in these classrooms, and there are so many moments of uncertainty for all children. Not everything always came easy to me. I was lucky, I was naturally a hard worker, but it didn't always come naturally to me. And because of that, I think I'm very conscious of creating an environment where it's completely okay to not know the answer straight away, actively encouraging children to ask questions, even if they're unsure. And I do try to model that curiosity myself. But I think I also remember the teachers who made me feel brave and the ones who made it safe to take risks. I really tried to be that teacher for them. And it's quite special actually to now be in a position to give that same feeling back to the next generation.
That's lovely. And finally, Amy, what's something that you wish parents could see happening in your classroom that really captures the magic of small classes at Radlett Prep?
Everything. My classroom's so magical. Seriously, Radlett Prep, it really is the most incredibly special, magical place. And I do think everyone who steps foot through the doors feels it. And I wish parents could see those small, everyday moments where the magic really happens, like a child suddenly lighting up because they've understood something, or the quiet encouragement between their friends, the pride when someone shares their work, allow for the first time. It really is just one big family. And in a small class size, in small classes, those moments aren't lost. They are really celebrated. They're kind of noticed, they're supported, they're built on. And I think here, it's not just about the academic progress. It's, although that is extremely important, it's about children growing in confidence, thriving, and just finding their voice and feeling genuinely valued. And that is what makes this place so special.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. I think we're going to move on to ask Gemma a few questions as well. From one end of the school in year six, down to reception.
So, Gemma, it is always a joy stepping foot into your classroom. And one of the things that I am always amazed by is the way that you are able to work with all the different children in your classroom, the different personalities, the different ability levels, particularly at that sort of young age, 4 or 5 year olds in reception. I wonder if you could talk us a little bit through how you approach maths in particular, and how small class sizes really affects mathematical progress with children in reception.
So we use a lot of practical resources. They're used in every lesson, and that's to ensure children have a concrete understanding of the mathematical concepts and also to develop their fluency with number. So recently we were doing a number bonds to 10 lesson. So previous to this, the children had been practicing their addition skills. So again, we use a resource called Numicon, which is very visual and develops their understanding of number. So they were using this to practice their addition skills. So they had that secure before we moved on to number bonds. Mm-hmm. With the number bonds lesson, the children were using some problem solving skills to find 2 Numicon pieces that would match the number 10, which was brilliant. So everyone was very engaged and learning in that. I had a group of children who were really confident with that. So I introduced them onto Deans, which is a resource that's often used in Key Stage 1. So the children were then moved on to number ones to 100. So they were able to sort the tens and find different ways to make 100. Everybody was engaged in the lesson. Yeah, so the children were finding different ways to group the tens to make their number ones to 100. Every child was really engaged. Due to our small class sizes, both the 2 adults in the classes were able to support every child. We were able to address misconceptions. Everybody was able to be challenged at their own level. And the children really love that idea of being challenged and really thrive on that sense of achievement.
Amazing. So having a small class meant that in that moment, every child had some form of adult support in that particular lesson. How did that change the pace, the understanding, and the confidence of that group?
So, as I said before, everyone was engaged in their learning. With smaller class sizes, no one is missed. If children need additional support to address misconceptions, this can either be done in the moment, or we can pick it up with them later on in the afternoon when they have child-initiated learning. We are really lucky in reception to have really experienced teaching assistants who work closely with us and have the same high expectations. We do a lot of work with them as well so that they understand our process of how we want the children to learn. Children love sharing and talking about their learning and really thrive from challenge, as I've said before, and it's hugely rewarding when everyone is successful in their learning.
And changing on to a different subject, something that's very important is that, you know, development of early reading skills, and you lead phonics here at Radlett Prep, which is such a strength of our curriculum. I wonder how do small groups help you to really ensure that every child is able to read?
So one of the reasons I love working at Radlett Prep is the progress children make in their reading. Having worked in different schools, in different settings, children don't get the opportunities that they get here with their reading. Having small class sizes means that every child has lots of opportunity to practice their decoding and their fluency skills. And it also means that we work really closely with parents, and this is key to the excellent progress children quickly make. Due to our small class sizes, we listen to children at least twice a week, often more than that, sometimes children listen to daily, and I will carefully select books that are based on their ability and their style of reading. Some children are stronger sight readers, while others use more phonics decodable skills. And this means that every child has a real personalised journey in their reading progress. In phonics lessons, all children practice skills to support their reading and writing, and having a class of 20 means every child is supported during the lesson, and feedback can be given instantly to individuals. Engagement is always high, and the children love the sense of achievement as they progress through the programme.
Thank you.
I wonder, do you have an example of a child recently taking a brave step? Perhaps it was reading aloud or asking a particular kind of question or just trying something new, because being within a small group or a small class really helped them to feel safe.
So at the beginning of the year, I had a child who was very shy and very quiet and lacked confidence, and it took him a little bit longer to master the skill of blending. He has an older child at the school, so I think the parents were a bit shocked that he hadn't picked up reading as quickly as his sibling. He was very quiet and found the transition from nursery to school daunting. But with support with his parents and us working as a team together, and him getting that extra support of being read to daily and receiving extra phonics intervention, he's made excellent progress in his reading. And it has been a real joy to watch his journey as he has progressed through the year with us.
Oh, that's so lovely. Such a lovely story to share. Thank you. And finally, Gemma, we talk about our small but mighty spirit here at Radlett Prep. But what would be for you one really special moment from reception this year that sums up that small but mighty approach?
So for me, it's the relationships that I get to develop with both children and the families here at Radlett. Knowing the children really well because of the small class sizes, knowing their learning styles, really getting to know their personalities and developing those really strong bonds with them is what I feel really sums up our small but mighty spirit here.
I'll definitely echo everything that you have said. Gemma and Amy, thank you both so much for being part of our podcast this afternoon. It has been really wonderful hearing from two of our amazing teachers and for you sharing your thoughts from reception and year six. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on Small But Mighty. If today's conversation sparked ideas or questions, we'd love you to continue the conversation with us. To learn more about life at Radlett Prep, visit our website or follow us on social media for updates, stories, and upcoming episodes.
Until next time, take care.